Do not be weighed down by dissipation, drunkenness, or the worries of this life. Please be seated. Advent begins in darkness, but apparently it also begins in cold. If you're feeling a little chilly, it's not you. Our steam system is not functioning. We have folks looking at it right now. We apologize. Those of you who are joining us online, if you really want the full cathedral experience, go to a window, open it, and then have a seat. Sometimes the best way to wake up is to take a nap. One of the most effective things that you can do in the face of an inhumane world is to simply take a nap. Trisha Hersey says in her book, Rest is Resistance, says that to refuse to be a player or an object in an exploitative economy for just 30 short minutes or even an hour means letting your body rest and remember at a soul level who God created you to be. And we can't do that unless we are willing to rest. Do you live in a state of constant stress and tension? Is as if your body is stuck in fight or flight mode, as if it was dealing with something real and dangerous and then just got stuck in that mode, even though the situation had changed. Now, I do want to be clear, Hersey's primary, her first audience is Black women, who know perfectly well that our society does not value folk equally. The inability to ever fully lay a burden like that down is a slow burn trauma that cries out for healing. That's why the title of her book is Rest is Resistance. That to take a nap, or to watch a movie, or to take a bath, or to listen to an actual record, or to simply laugh, and I mean really laugh. It is not just a feel-good thing. It is an act of defiance to reclaim one's body and one's spirit, even if just for a moment of lightness. Now, I admit I cannot fully relate to every piece of that, but I do know something about constant stress. That's the world that we live in, right? Now, when I say stress, though, you may be thinking that's a terrible thing, but there is a difference between good stress and bad stress. Good stress is what happens in a moment where there is a real crisis or a real deadline or a blink or you just might miss an opportunity. So the lion is chasing you or you have just a quick moment to ask that person out or you'll never have a chance again. The body kind of gets tense. That is good stress because it's a moment to actually survive or to grow. It is the body getting ready for action, shifting into fight or flight mode because the survival of the species kind of depends on it. Bad stress, though, is what happens when tension, when stress becomes internalized and chronic. This is what happens when we are in a toxic work environment. This is what happens when we grow up with an abusive parent. This is what happens when we fear for our livelihoods or our safety day in and day out. This is how fight or flight gets into our very DNA. And when it does, it's no longer helping us to do anything productive. What it's doing is becoming something corrosive. It eats away from within, and it takes real work to keep from passing that kind of toxic stress onto somebody else. And this is why there is healing and in discovering the off switch. Rest is resistance, but it is also renewal. The body, this is amazing to me, the body has within it a whole secondary nervous system that allows you to turn down the stress, to lessen its corrosive impact, and even allow you, instead of constantly fighting or fleeing or freezing, instead to rest and digest. That's the term they use, rest and digest. This is biology. I am talking about something called the parasympathetic nervous system. That's what happens. That is what you activate when you nap. Naps are active. Can you believe that? You are turning on a healing system within your body. And that's what happens when you laugh. That's why I like humor so much. That's what happens when you give someone a hug. That's what happens when you take a walk, or you meditate, or you garden, or you do chair yoga. You signal to whatever part of the body that minds that little stress button, you are signaling to it that you are safe. And that it is okay to flip that switch and go into recovery. This is how God made us. Talk about the genius of the Creator, that we have within us the off switch. It gets harder and harder to find. That's modern life, I realize, but it's there. So I get a little confused on this first Sunday of Advent. When Jesus shows up and said, what does he do? He puts us on high alert. Stay awake. Stay alert. Be on guard. Do not let your hearts be weighed down by drunkenness or dissipation or worry. But what if stay alert actually means stay light? Or even stay rested? What if readiness is not about hyper awareness, about fighting or flying, but rather about living lightly, unburdened, undistracted, and unimpressed with those tempest in a teapot crises that are everywhere these days, because we are keeping our eyes on what really matters. Jesus tells us, lighten up. Now, I do find it fascinating that Jesus uses a word that we should be aware of, that is not one that is a particularly theologically resonant word. That word is dissipation. You might remember it from your physics class, but not your religion class. Jesus says, do not let yourself be burdened by dissipation or drunkenness or the worries of this life. So what does it mean that he starts there with a term from physics? Dissipation means it is a process by which energy is used or lost without accomplishing useful work. Dissipation is a process by which energy is used or lost without accomplishing useful work. Jesus is talking about spiritual drift, inner entropy. where we lose our focus. We lose our sense of who we are. We fall off of the path. Dissipation is what happens when we let the distractions of this life, and there are many distractions, we let them become the central thing. It is the squandering of our spiritual gifts that happens by not paying attention to them. It is the bucket with a hole in it, holes punched out by anger without reflection or forgiveness, by charisma without character, by pride without practice. And it is a burden. Dissipation is the squandering of spiritual gifts whose absence weighs us down and keeps us stuck with trifling things, silly things, all of our attention showered on things that are relatively unimportant when the great life of the Spirit is right there. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Listen for that rather than just becoming completely distracted by all the things that want our attention. Do not be weighed down by dissipation or drunkenness or the worries of this life. Now I know that we are worried. We are worried because worry is the nature of human life. We are worried because there are things to be concerned about. I'm not going to tell you otherwise. Worrying, though, means carrying all those worst-case scenarios in a sack that we throw over our back. Picture jolly old Saint Nick, except a really, really nasty version of that. Worry, never mind that statistically speaking, they aren't all going to happen the way we think they're going to happen. Never mind that we might well be overthinking some of them, maybe not all of them. Never mind that we too have our perspective and we may not be seeing the whole board. Never mind that God is a real and active presence in this world. And that doesn't mean that we just sit back and relax, but it does mean that the life of the Spirit is about waiting for God, not waiting for all those terrible things to happen, watching with anxiety and furrowed brows. Worry is often about perspective. Worry is what we do when we have so many browser windows open in our spirits and our minds that we get overwhelmed and we sabotage our awareness. And if we can think back to good stress versus bad stress, which category would we put most of our worries in? If good stress is those actual moments where our bodies tense up in order to take action, worry is when we passively let ourselves be eaten away by things we cannot control. Worry puts us on high alert, but not the good kind. It makes us reactive. It makes us easily manipulated. And there is a word for that. And that word is not a nice word. It's not a theological word, but it's a helpful word for someone who is foolish or easily deceived. That word is chump. Jesus is saying, okay, Jesus didn't say this. I am saying, don't become a spiritual chump. Don't let your worries decide what is important. Do not let the distractions call you away from the grace and the goodness and love that we see in the presence of God. Worry is about being a little bit too tense. Dissipation, I would worry, is about not quite being tense enough. I don't mean the stomach-turning tension that happens when someone has us in an emotional triangle. That's no good. But rather, I'm talking about the creative and productive tension through which good things actually come to pass. The message of the season is not one of heaviness or even hyper-awareness, but rather Jesus is saying, lighten up. Let the burdens go that aren't doing you any good. And they're probably not doing your neighbors much good either. Become light as air and spirit so that you will be ready to see and radiate the grace of God. Lightness is a spiritual gift, but it takes some doing. I think we see it in young children who don't know how to behave any other way, but we also see it occasionally in those wise ones among us who despite having lived a whole lot of life, and sometimes some very difficult life, seem to carry it lightly and have something wonderful to teach us through that. I'll give you a pro tip, but understand I'm still on this journey myself, so I'm not really a pro at all. I have come to believe that lightness is a product of attention and cultivation and grace. Attention is about resisting the spiritual entropy through which we squander our gifts. Attention means recovering from the numbing stupor of drunkenness in all its forms. Attention is what frees us from the corrosive inactivity of worry. Think back to a nap. A nap is actually active. Worry is completely passive. See how that kind of turns backwards on us? But then how do we cultivate this? Cultivation is how we do this through prayer and through practice. But finally, grace matters. Grace is how God shows up for us in ways that we cannot predict. We cannot control it. God shows up in those moments when we are stuck in the worst of bad stresses, and suddenly something changes as our fight or flight switches go to off. And in that moment, we become fully, blazingly attuned to the presence of God. Jesus is coming, y'all. Lighten up. Amen.